It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
What a treat it is to be able to turn on the microphone as we sit here in the office of Jerry Brenneman, director of all things Evangel Home, and Heartline is on the air once again. What a great privilege. And we were talking about that and praying about that, just telling God thank you for the privilege of sharing the truth of what He is doing in the lives of women here at Evangel Home. Jerry, any comment on that?
We probably could not have a better representative of that realization than we have sitting with us today, Julie. And Julie, I want to tell the story about you and Ruby.
Okay.
You'll want to tell that story too, but how I have learned, Jim, here in my wise old age, that it is never just about me. It's never just about you. It's never just about Julie. God is always weaving and tying and orchestrating things together for His good. And then when He has what He wants out of that little group, this may be not real theologically eloquent, but then we move on to something else. I think about every prayer I have ever prayed, whether it's been answered with a yes or a no or a hold on, didn't just involve me. When you think about every prayer in your life where you ask God to do something or to show you something, it was never just through you. There was always somebody else He sent. There was always something else He did. You know, even me getting this job when I was praying sort of nebulously that God would use me, didn't really know what that meant. Maribel, who was my predecessor, was here and passed away, and then things changed. So those are the kind of things that are going on all the time, I think, and our job through prayer is kind of to help God piece those things together so He knows where we might fit in best. If we just ignore His leading and we don't bother to pray about it, we don't have a clue where we fit in, and He knows that maybe we're not going to fit where He has need. Anyway, that's kind of different than what I want to say about Julie, because the whole thing of God working in her life, of working in our life, Julie, my first memory of her was here at lunch. And the realization, and I can't wait for you to tell this, that she and a staff member had known each other a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
When Julie was a little kid, Julie was like 12, and Julie used to hang out at this staff member's manicure shop. And I want her to tell that. But I think that is such a beautiful story of redemption and a wonderful example of faith, that she finally ended up in a place where there was somebody she knew, and she had known her long enough that she could trust her right now. That doesn't happen to a lot of our women. And Julie didn't know this person through all of these years. She was there in the shop as a kid, and then life intervenes and got really hard. And I remember this person hugging Julie and saying, "You're safe now. You're in a safe place." And that's just God working all the pieces together for the right time.
Yeah.
For His glory,
yeah.
But I think also for our purpose. He knows we're not going to be ready to do certain things at certain times.
And I love the brief interaction we had just before we prayed over this program. I've got a little handheld recording device, and
with
it needs
two
to be
little gadgets on it that look like you're going to
actually a stereo microphone. And it needs to be fairly close to the source to record well. And so I put it right up close to Julie's face, and she says, boundaries. So it can be a little invasive, and she's learned that.
And she's learned that here, that you can say boundaries. Don't get in my space, which when she realized that you had to be in her space, that was okay. You explained it. She got it. But that's something our women really have to learn here, is it's okay to tell people, this is your space, emotionally, physically, spiritually. You have got to make your boundaries, or people are going to trample them.
Well, Julie, let's talk about Julie. But we got to go to that
lunch and that person.
Yeah, the lunch and the person. We got to hear that story to start with.
I was only here for about 2 days, and I was broken when I came through the pink doors, and I was just lost and didn't trust nobody. I was just broken. And when I saw Ruby's face after all these years, been 20 years, because she used to work at this beauty salon, and I used to go there as a kid and hang out with her and tell her how I make egg rolls and bring egg rolls to her so she could have at the shop to eat. And after that, I was 12 years old, and it's been years. And then I stopped going there because my parents were going through some stuff, and I've been through a lot those past years since I was 12. I'm 32 now, but after all these years that I've been through, my parents passed away, both of them, and to walk through those pink doors was I was broken, and I didn't know who to trust, where to go, and who to talk to about my pain and suffering. And so I saw this big black lady, and her name was Ruby, and I wasn't sure if it was her, so I asked one of the ladies here to ask her if her name was Ruby, and she said Ruby, and I just got up, and my tears started falling, and I ran up to her, and I gave her the most biggest hug I've ever given anybody in my whole entire life, and it was just a blessing. And she was like, she came to me, and she said, everything will be okay, I'm here. And just knowing that she was here and I had somebody that I could run and talk to and that will understand me since childhood was just a blessing alone. Evangelo Home has been a blessing to me ever since. I've been here for 4.5 months, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
So did Ruby remember you?
Yes, she did. And the whole room, all the staffs were right there because we were having snacks too afterwards. And they were tearing up with us. There were a lot of tears flowing, like, wow, that's amazing. After 20-something years as a little girl, meeting my old friend again is just amazing. And she's a staff member here.
Awesome. Yeah, and she's an amazing woman, too.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely amazing. Well, let's talk, if we can, a little bit about those intervening years when life got difficult for you. You came here with a lot of pain. Can you talk about that a little bit, where your life was, what was going on?
Yeah. Those years, my mom was sick and we didn't know it. My father was sick and we didn't know it, of cancer. My mom died of a hemorrhage through her head, in her head, and that's how she died. We didn't know she was dead when we came in the house and we saw her sleeping. We didn't know what that smell was. It was her body leaking fluid, and it was instant death. But my father had 6 months when he found out he had cancer, but the doctor gave him 6 months to the T, and then he died that day. Yeah.
And so unlike many of the women here, apparently you didn't have substance abuse issues. Am I gleaning that?
No, I didn't.
So you just had great sorrow from loss of family, and it kind of left you spinning.
Yes. Well, and then a couple months ago, I was living life to the fullest. I had all the money I had from my sister. She was taking care of me. We had a $1 million house out in Copper and Fowler, in those nice area in Clovis, and my sister finally gave in, and she had a gambling addiction, and we lost the house, and the bank came knocking on the door and gave us 72 hours to move out. My sister she had a place to go, but she couldn't take me to the place that she was going to, so me and my son was, I'm sorry, I'm about to cry.
That's
we
okay.
were left homeless, and we went to the park and slept that night, and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed for somebody to help us and just for me to give the strength to call people and let them know. And I went to the rescue mission, and I told him I was homeless. I told him the situation, that I spent the night at the park with my son, and they gave me the number. They immediately gave me the number to Evangel Home, and when I called, they immediately said, come in, come in. And I was saved when I came through those pink doors. It's just a wonderful feeling.
So you didn't see that coming growing up. You never saw that as a possible future.
No. I never thought I would be homeless. I thought that I wouldn't be a statistic out there. I wouldn't be walking on the streets with my son. And
wow.
I was.
How old's your son?
He is 9 years old, and his name is Landon.
Nice. So you came into Evangel Home, and what were some of your first impressions when you came through the pink door?
I was just, wow, this place is warming, very warming. I just feel at place, but then I was lost because I didn't know if this is going to be a place for me to stay, where they're going to let me stay. I was just scared and confused and lost.
Okay, yeah, understandable.
It has to be such so much comfort then to feel like that and to walk in and see Ruby.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ruby was like a blanket, a healing blanket. And
I can just see the, it's going to be okay, kind of an exhale. Yeah. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk then. You came into the shelter, and at what point then did you decide you needed a program?
Well, I kind of needed that parenting. These classes that they offer us is very nurturing, like to help us go out there and be comfort, you know, knowing that we know these boundaries, that we know that there's a place for us.
Mm. Yeah. So it's you just realized that there were some areas you needed strengthening,
yeah.
and this program offered classes and training in some of those areas to prepare you for
and
life.
Obviously, she likes boundaries.
Yes.
She's gotten very good at that.
Frequently, Julie, I'll ask our guests, well, what class made a significant difference, if there is one? But I'm guessing it's boundaries.
It's boundaries. Yes, it's boundaries. Because before, I would let people come into my area, my comfort zone, and I would want to like tell them, look, get out of my face. But and now, you know, just not saying nothing really hurt, like killed me in the end, because I was just like, ugh. But now that I know how to say boundaries and respectfully, and if they don't understand, then I don't know what to say. But I have boundaries in my life now.
Well, we're coming close on time, and I just want to wrap up, first of all, saying thank you for being so open and sharing. I know that's difficult to pull those memories up. And I want to say a word to our listeners, Jerry. There is hope. For those of you who pray for us and support us, this is what's going on every day. This is happening at Evangelum because God is at work here. It only happens when you, my friend, support us with your prayers, your finances, your donations. And if you're listening, a lady out there, a woman whose life is in disarray and needs some help, please give us a call. 559-264-4714. Jerry, we have about 45 seconds. What's on your mind? Yeah.
Just this. And as I listen to Julie speak, and I think how many women refer to the pink door.
Yeah.
I that has become such a wonderful euphemism for what we are, what we offer. We can never change the pink door. And I'm just so thankful. You know, next year is our 60th anniversary, Jim, and the door has not always been painted pink. But somehow the pink door even represents the changes, I think, that God has allowed Evangelum to grow through the years. And
and again, sometimes it just feels like thank you is not enough.
Yeah,
but you know
yes.
what? That's all we have.
Yeah.
That's all we have. That's what God gave us in language is thank you. Well, that wraps up this edition of Heartline from Evangelum in beautiful downtown Fresno. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us. And we look forward to our next adventure here on this radio voice of Evangelum of Fresno.
The Evangelum of Fresno reached him by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangelum at evangelum.org. And join us again next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangelum in Fresno, Heartline.